Test 70, Section 1, Question 25. Now, this one is essentially a strengthen question. We're looking to argue in favor of the inclusion of the anti-dilution provision of the law. So, then we get our passage, and it says, in most industrial waste products, they contain this chemical, concentration is 1,000 parts per million. The federal law intended to reduce the harm that can result from the introduction of this into the environment permits a company to dispose of the waste products in a dump for hazardous waste, but only if the concentration is below 500 parts, so basically half what it is in the way that it's used. Waste products with concentrations above that level must be destroyed by incineration, so you have to incinerate. The law further specifies that they cannot dilute XTX waste products to bring their concentration down to a permissible level for dumping. So basically, all we're looking to strengthen is the idea that we shouldn't allow companies to dilute the product, or dilute the waste, I should say, waste products, down to get it within the 500 parts per million. This is one where I didn't really have a clear idea where they were going, but anything that's going to say don't let people dilute it so that there's some bad thing about letting people dilute those products. So, A says, if improperly incinerated, waste products containing undiluted concentrations can release into the environment a gaseous form that is more than twice as toxic as it is in its liquid state. Well, that actually wouldn't really argue against the anti-dilution, because we would much rather have people diluting it than improperly incinerating it. And so that actually would go the opposite way. If present in the environment in sufficient quantities, the diluted is as harmful as the more concentrated. Well, that could explain why they need to have the law with the anti-dilution property, because it's saying if you get enough of it, even the diluted stuff is as bad as the concentrated. So that's really quite good. C, when XTX is exposed to sunlight and oxygen, it breaks down into a number of components that individually and collectively carry no risk of environmental harm. That, if anything, says we don't really need to worry about it that much. D, most owners of dumps for hazardous waste are willing to accept it for their disposal only in concentrations below 800. Well, that's not really relevant, because we know that they're only allowed to dispose of it in dumps for hazardous waste when it's below 500. So the fact that the dump owners only want it below 800 doesn't really matter. And then to manufacturers, the cost of diluting and disposing of products is approximately the same as destroying by incineration. Well, if anything, that would say we don't really need the law, because then they may as well just burn it rather than dilute it, because it's going to be the same cost. And so therefore, that goes against it. So A and E do the opposite. And C even does the opposite a little bit as well. So the only one that strengthens this is answer choice B.